A person grabbed four cases of toilet paper for Costco as a family of four would need to shit 182 times a day to use the purchase amount of toilet paper at 20 sheets per shit. Now let's all calm down.
To the Bears, Lou!
Come on!
That's right, we're back to our roots.
If that we're team. Talking loud, we're 6 feet apart.
That's right, that's right. So, Lou, welcome Nick Foles.
Yes, welcome Nick Foles, you poor bastard.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody had the greatest line. They said, instead of burning out a quarterback, the Bears have already got a burnout quarterback. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. I'm just going to feel sorry for the guy because there's no offensive line there.
Yeah, and he's 30 freaking 2. I mean, there was Cam Newton, Phil Rivers, who went to the Colts, Teddy Bridgewater went to the Panties, P.J. Walker was available from the Houston Roughnecks. What the hell? Or Andy Dalton, and they went with Foles. So, will he beat out Mitchie, Lou?
He beat out Mitchie?
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky.
Yes, he's going
to beat him out?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
I think he's got a lot more cred.
Lou, let's say goodbye to some of your favorite Bears. Leonard Floyd, defensive back, goodbye.
Who?
Leonard Floyd? He's gone.
Oh, my.
Receiver Taylor Gabriel. Do you remember him, Lou?
No.
Good old number 18. He's
good old
gone.
Number 18. Did he catch a pass last year?
I don't think
Did
so.
Did anybody catch a pass?
I don't remember at all if anybody caught a pass. Where are you going, Lou? Am I going to pause this for a second here?
What was that?
Prince Amukar Mura. Good old number 20, Lou. Remember Prince?
Yes, I like the Prince.
He's a cornerback.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Got a lot of things going on. The refrigerator just came on.
Yeah.
And we retained free agent safeties Deion Bush, number 26.
Bush.
And your favorite long snapper, Patrick Scales, number 48. They both re-signed from free agency.
Got to have a long snapper. That's part of the game. That's the whole part of the game. It's all up to the long snapper.
Neil O'Neill will tell you the long snapper is the most important guy in the game.
Yes, it is.
During this COVID-19 time, Lou, the Bears were recruited to make some videos. Tariq Cohen, Pat O'Donnell, the punter, offensive lineman Cody Whitehair remind everybody of washing their hands, covering their mouth, and most importantly, not the hoard toilet paper. They had Tariq Cohen doing that.
Well, okay. Did he drop the Charmin?
I guess he did. It was a trick play. It was an over-under play. That's
over
right.
Under. Oh, my
so,
God. Was he a beard or a mullet?
You squeeze it, you don't drop it.
That's right. You squeeze it, you don't drop it. Five things Matt Nagy did wrong in 2019, according to thewindycity.com, Lou.
All right.
Number one, he obsessed on the kicking situation and made it just as bad for Pinto. I totally agree with that.
Yes, their kicking situation stunk. They still need a kicker.
Remember, he drew up all the algorithms and made the five guys kick from the...
It's not about algorithms. It's football, for crying out loud.
He rested Mitch Trubisky in the preseason. Didn't play him at all. You got to get the snaps. I even think Brady played the preseason. For gosh sakes. He always fake blames himself. Even if he called out a player, he always said, "It begins with me." What do you think of that humility, Lou?
Well, it does begin with him. That's not humility.
Keep in mind, it ends with him.
Yeah, he's the one. Well, you thought he'd be the one that would get fired, but I guess everybody else got fired. So, so much for that. I guess it doesn't end with him.
Number four, Lou, he's an addled play caller. He's a whiteboard geek. He misused Tariq Cohen in 2019.
How many yards didn't he have? And well, also, Tariq Cohen didn't have Howard.
That's right. And they didn't have a running game the first half of the season.
No, no. You know what? Don't call plays. Don't. You know, it's obvious the way you misuse the play clock in multiple games with 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
It's just terrible.
Well, they got that play caller from the Bengals, so we're all okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's get the parade going.
Number five, he and Mitch never gelled. It got worse as the season went on. Can Mitch survive under Nagy?
It kind of sounds like a McGroin situation with the New York Defenders or Guardians or whatever.
Guardians, Lou.
The Guardians.
The Defenders from Washington.
D.C. The D.C. Defenders.
Okay, Lou, your COVID-19 update. How are you surviving? That's what everybody wants to know.
Well, I only have a slight fever. It's about 103.
I just moved back another 6 feet.
Yes, I was at my Pentecostal Bible reunion hugging my fellow parishioners. I'm doing well.
All right, Lou, give me that old-time religion.
That's right.
Finally, your power rankings of the week, Lou. If you had to power rank the following four Hostess junk foods, which order would you put them in?
Oh, I like this.
Ready?
Yes.
Twinkies, Ho-Hos, Fruit Pies, Snowballs, and Susie Q's. Start with five and work your way up. I said four. I meant five.
The Snowball.
The Snowball, the coconut. I'm not a fan either.
No.
Not a fan.
No.
Marshmallow and coconut over some sort of cake. Very weird.
Yeah.
Number four.
Twinkie.
Surprising.
Yeah.
You know, that started out as a banana flavor, Lou.
Well, he probably should have stuck to a banana flavor.
Number three, Lou.
Number three. What do we got left?
We got Ho-Hos, Fruit Pies, and Susie Q's.
I'm going to go with the Fruit Pie.
The Fruit Pie is wild because not only is it sweetened fruit inside the pie, but they put a glaze over it.
Yes, so, yeah, I was more of a Pop-Tart guy.
It makes your teeth hurt, but I love them.
Well, the little table talk pies, those were really good.
Number two, Lou.
The Hostess Ho-Ho.
That used to be a family treat at our house.
Yes.
Remember
yes.
They put them in individual aluminum foil wrap?
And I did like the one that had Forget About It or whatever was the other one, the chocolate.
Ding Dong?
The Ding Dong. Yes.
I didn't put that in because it was too close to the Ho-Ho. So finally, your number one, the Susie Q.
Yes.
Two pieces of chocolate cake with cream in the middle. You can't beat that.
No, you
with
can't.
With a stick.
No, you can't. You dip that in a little cup of coffee and you're ready to start your day.
All right, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out on this COVID-19 broadcast.
Have an outstanding week
and go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Hostess Resale Shop. When you need some stale treats, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou treats you! Come back after it's over.